The number 5 seed at 8-1, Vandalia Vandals, taking on the number 12 seed at 6-3, Sangamon Valley Storm. The Vandals have taken the field. They will kick off first, and we will see the Storm offense on the field for the first time tonight, as Jacob Johnson has the ball lined up on the 40-yard line. Back deep to return for Sangamon Valley, it is going to be Caden Michael and Brody Beals. As the Vandals on their, the Vandals crowd on their feet, as we are just about ready for kickoff in round one of the playoffs. Johnson gets the kick away. It's a high towering kick, and it's going to be fielded by the return man Grant Moran, as Moran gets across the 30. He's trying to get to the 35, and he's going to be wrapped up right at about the 33. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm, as it looks like the ball will be placed on their own. Make that 29-yard line now. It looked like he got, he did get, okay, so it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm from their own 34-yard line. Storm will be moving from right to left to start this first quarter. It's a triple option look. Three men in the backfield for the quarterback, Dagger Hill. Sends a couple men in motion right to left. Sends another man in motion. It's going to be a give to the fullback. No, it's a quarterback keeper instead, as Dagger Hill gets across the 35 and is going to be wrapped up near the 40. So it's going to be second down and 5 from the Storm 37, 38-yard line. Second and 5 from the 38-yard line. Under center is Hill. Sends a man in motion. Two men in the backfield for him. As it's another quarterback keeper, he pitches it instead to Brody Beals. As Brody Beals is going to be wrapped up past the 40, setting up third down and about 3 for the Storm. Call it a gain of 1, so it's going to be third down and 4 from the 40. Third down and 4 for the Storm from the 40-yard line. Dagger Hill, gets the play call in, lines up under center. We got one receiver to his right, a couple men in the backfield. He sends a man in motion, looking to draw the Vandals offside so they don't budge. So Hill resets, sends another man in motion as if they give to the big fullback, Mason Laffey. And Mason Laffey's going to be rocked up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. And the Vandals force a fourth down, and the Storm are going to be forced to punt on their first drive of the night. A nice stop there by the Vandals to set up this fourth down and 4 play, and that's going to force Wyatt Laffey to punt. So Wyatt Laffey set to punt it away for the Storm. Back deep to return is DePue. He gets the punt away. It's going to be fielded on a bounce by DePue. DePue trying to get to the 40. He's across the 35. He's across the 40. DePue is across the field, and he is gone. Touchdown, Connor DePue. A punt return touchdown. And just like that, the Vandals draw first blood. It is 6-0. Connor DePue, a 70-yard punt return touchdown. And the Vandals are on the board first. It is 6-0, pending the extra point. A reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and Sir Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn to hold. Jay Nerzetto set to snap it to Colburn. Snap is down. It's Bosch's. Colburn's going to try to run it himself, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down. So the point after attempt is no good, as this score will stay right where it's at, 6-0 with 9:40 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm with 9:40 left to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break here on WKRB. away for the Vandals. He gets the kick away, and it's going to be fielded by the Storm, but there's a whistle, as I think Dominic Riley called for a fair catch. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Storm. And I believe the ball will be placed at the 30, maybe 33-yard line. Referee's trying to discuss some things here with the Sangamon Valley players, as Dominic Riley called for the fair catch. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm. Ball will be placed at the 28-yard line, it looks like. So first down and 10 for the Storm from the 28-yard line. Man in motion, that is Gage Schaefer. It's a mixed direction give, and he is going to be wrapped up and brought down. I believe that is Grant Moran, and Grant Moran gets a short gain. Excuse me, that was Wyatt Lappy who carried the ball for the Storm. So Wyatt Lappy is a ball carrier, wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, making it second down and 7, as he got again a 3 on that play, excuse me. So second down and 7 for the Storm. Ball will be placed on the 30. Back to throw is Hill. Hill completes the pass to Grant Moran, who makes the catch but fell to his knee, so he was down after the catch near the, I believe, the first down marker. So it's going to be third down and 2. Ball will be placed on the 36-yard line. So it's third down and 2 for the Storm. Ball will be placed on the 36-yard line. Under center is Hill. He sends a man in motion. Sends another man in motion, as it's a quarterback keeper, and Hill trying to get to the first down marker, but he's wrapped up and brought down from behind by Jay Keck, as the Vandals force another fourth down, and it'd be interesting to see what Sangamon Valley chooses to do here. It's fourth down and 2, and I believe Sangamon Valley just going to go ahead and punt this one away. It's fourth down and 2 for the Storm, and it looks like Wyatt Lappy is going to be set to punt this one away. Lappy is going to keep it himself and set on a fake. Lappy trying to get to the first down marker. Did he get there or not? That's the question. The Vandals are motioning that they stopped him before he got to the line to gain. And he got the first down. The referees on the far sideline signaled first down, so the gamble paid off for the Storm, as Wyatt Lappy acted like he was about to punt the ball away, but instead he kept it. And Sangamon Valley has their first down of the night. It's first and 10 from their own 38. First down and 10 for the Storm for their own 38, as it's a play-action pass for Hill, looking to get the pass away, and it gets through the hands of their wide receiver, Wyatt Lappy. So Wyatt Lappy couldn't haul in the pass, and that's going to make it second down and 10 from the 38. Second down and 10 for the Storm from their own 38-yard line. Storm moving from right to left. Lappy looking to, or excuse me, Hill looking to the sideline for the play call. Under center, sends a man in motion, as it's a give to the fullback Lappy, as Mason Lappy trying to get a gain on the play. He's going to be wrapped up near the 40, making it third down and 8 from the 40. A gain of 2 on the play for the fullback Mason Lappy. And it's going to be third down and 8 from the 40-yard line. Third down and 8 for the Storm from their own 40-yard line. Three men in the backfield, 4 Gagger Hill, 1 receiver to his left. Hill sends a, or trying to send a man in motion, but there's going to be a whistle, and I believe there's going to be a false start called on the Storm. So a false start is going to be the call on the Storm. So back it up 5 yards. This is now third down and 13. Ball will be placed on the Storm's 35-yard line. Third down and 13. Ball placed on the Sangamon Valley's 35-yard line. Storm moving from right to left. Third down and 13 from the 35. It's a counter give. Instead, it's a quarterback keeper trying to get the pass away, but it's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver was Brody Beals, as Yager Hill did a good job of faking the counter give to Caden Michael. Hill tried to get the pass away to Brody Beals, but it fell incomplete, and it's going to be fourth down and 13 from the 35. Fourth down and 13 for Sangamon Valley from their own 35-yard line. They send Wyatt Lappy out to punt as Connor DePew set to field. This time, Lappy does punt it away, and it's going to be fielded by DePew on a bounce. DePew getting to the 35-yard line. He's across the 40. DePew's across midfield. DePew across the 40. He gets the block, and he is gone. Touchdown, Connor DePew, his second punt return touchdown of this first quarter. And just like that, the Vandals add on to their lead. It is 12-0. Connor DePew, a punt return touchdown once again for the Vandals. And they are off racing. It is 12-0. And Quentin Stombaugh and the Vandals offense has yet to touch the field with 6:16 left to go here in the first quarter. A reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That is K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Vandals lead at 13-0 with 6:16 left to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRB. Nick Jackson on to kick it away for the Vandals as they lead it 13-0 with 6:16 left to go here in the first quarter. Connor DePew has ripped off a pair of punt return touchdowns as back deep to return for Sangamon Valley. It is Brody Beals who is going to field it at his own 20. Excuse me, this is Grant Morant. Is Grant Morant looking for room to run? He's across the 40, and he's going to be wrapped up just a few yards shy of the 45. And that is where the Sangamon Valley offense is going to have it, first down and 10 from their own. I believe it's going to be their own 43, maybe 42. 43 is where they're going to mark it, so it's first down and 10 for the Storm from their own 43-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from their own 43-yard line. As it's a keeper from Hill, Hill gets across the 45, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down right around the 45, make it a gain of 2 on the play. So it's going to be second down and 8 for the Storm from their own 46-yard line. Call it a gain of 3, so it's second down and 7 from their own 46. Storm moving from right to left. 13-0, the Vandals lead it here with 5:40 left to go in the first quarter. As Hill under center now, sends a man in motion as trying to keep it himself. He pitches it to the receiver. That is Wyatt Lappy on the carry, and he gets enough for a first down, and there is a man on the field for the Vandals. I believe that is Jacob Johnson, who's slow to get up. So the official signaling for an injury timeout as Jacob Johnson lying down near the 50. He is slow to get up as he's being looked at by Vandals trainer Chris Witten. Hard to tell exactly what happened, but either way, Jacob Johnson is slow to get up. He's able to walk off the field. And now Vandals football coach Jason Clay checking in on him as Gabe Torres comes in to replace him. Either way, it's first down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals' 45-yard line. The first time the Storm's offense has been past midfield as they take the field for this first down and 10 play from the Vandals' 45-yard line. Under center is Jagger Hill. Man in motion, this is Beals. Trying to get the Vandals to jump offside, but they're not budging. As Man in motion once again is Beals. It's a quarterback keeper trying to pitch it to Beals and does. Beals gets across the 40. Beals across the 35, lowers his shoulder, and he's brought down by Ian Whitehead deep in Vandal's territory as I believe he was tackled near the 30. So it's first down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandal 30-yard line. Jacob Johnson favoring his left arm on the sideline. Hard to tell exactly what happened on that tackle as he's still getting worked on by Vandal's trainer, Chris Witten. Either way, it's first and 10 for the Storm from the 30 as it's another quarterback keeper for Hill. Hill pitches it to Lappy. Lappy hurdles a man at the 25, and he's wrapped up near the 22, maybe 23-yard line as Wyatt Lappy on the carry called a gain of 3. Gain of 8, excuse me. So it's second down and 2 from the 23. Second down and 2 for the Storm from the 23-yard line. Storm trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Under center is Hill. Hill takes a snap, pitches it to Brody Beals. As Brody Beals is going to be wrapped up and brought down shy of the first down marker by Jake Heck, who met him in the backfield, making it a loss of, I believe, 1. So it's third down. Excuse me, you got him for a loss of 3. So it's third down and 5 now from the Vandals 29. There's 24, excuse me. Third down and 5 for the Storm from the Vandals 24-yard line. 3:20 left to go here in the first quarter. Jagger Hill under center. Sends Beals in motion. It's a counter give to Lappy. Lappy trying to get to the first down marker. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Bryce Hartlib, but he might have gotten just enough for the first down. But it'll call him a yard short. So it's going to be fourth down and 1 on the Vandals 20. Excuse me, they're going to give him the first down marker. It looked like from my angle he got it, but Vandals on the sidelines not happy with the call. Either way, it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from the 20-yard line. Vandals trying to prevent the Storm to score for their first time tonight. Sends a man in motion as Beals. It's a quarterback keeper for Hill as Hill's trying to find room to run, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down shy of the 15. So a good gain there by the quarterback, Jagger Hill. Bringing up second down and 6 from the Vandals 16-yard line. Second down and 6 for the Storm from the Vandals 16-yard line, excuse me. As Hill lines up under center, sends Beals in motion. As Hill's trying to keep it himself, he's trying to get to the first down marker, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down a couple yards shy of the marker. Setting up third down and I believe 4, maybe 3. Got a gain of 2 on the play, so it's going to be third down and 4 from the Vandals' 14-yard line. Third down and 4 for the Vandals from the 14-yard line. Hill under center sends a couple men in motion. As it's a give to the big fullback, Lappy, and this time Mason Lappy can't find any room to run as it's going to be a fourth down play for the Storm. Got a loss of 1 on the play, so it's fourth down and 5 for the Storm. Ball placed on the Vandals' 15-yard line. And it looks like they were attempting to go for a field goal, but instead they're going to call a quick timeout. So the Sangamon Valley Storm will take their timeout, and as they do, we will remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. That is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. It looked like the Storm were going to line up for a field goal. So it'd be about a 30-yard field goal from here if they do attempt to go for it. The Vandals have stopped the Storm on their first two drives of the night. And they got a pair of punt return touchdowns from Connor DePue, one from 70 yards out and one from about 67 yards out, as the Vandals defense back on the field. Storm offense back on the field as well. It's fourth down and five from the Vandals' 15-yard line. And it looks like the Storm are going to go for it. So the Storm are going to go for it on this fourth down and five play from the Vandals' 15-yard line. 55.3 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Storm trying to get their first touchdown of the evening. Under center is Jagger Hill. Sends a man in motion. That is Lappy. Back to throw is Hill. Hill has a man open and it is caught. And they got just enough for the first down, as that pass was complete to Caden Michael. It looked like he bobbled it for a little bit. And I think they're going to say he didn't complete the catch. So it's a fourth down stop for the Vandals. And we'll see the Vandals offense on the field for the first time tonight after Caden Michael couldn't fully hang on to the pass. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 11-yard line. First time we've seen the Vandals offense tonight, an offense that's averaging 41.8 points a game. A big reason why they have won 8 straight games. Quentin Stonebaugh at quarterback and the pistol. 3 receivers to his right, 1 to his left. DePue, the lone receiver, to his left. Casey, Colburn, and Brannon to his right. Keck in the backfield is back to throw with Stonebaugh, trying to set up a quick screen pass for DePue. DePue makes a catch. DePue has a blocker in front of him. He's across the 40. DePue's across the 45. Breaks the tackles across midfield. Colin DePue has a block, and he is gone. Touchdown, Vandals. Colin DePue, his third of the night. No flags on the play, and the Vandals out to a 19-0 lead with 32.1 seconds left to go here in the first quarter on the third touchdown from Connor DePue, this one from 91 yards out. A reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and Sir Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn to hold. The snap is down. The kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead at 20-0 with 32.1 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRB. So 20-0, the Vandals lead it with 32.1 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Nick Jackson on to kick it away for the Vandals. Wyatt Lappy, Grant Moran, and Caden Michael set to return the kick for the Vandals. As Nick Jackson has the ball teed up on the 40, Jackson gets the kick away, and it's going to be fielded by Grant Moran. Moran gets across the 30. He's across the 40 now. He's trying to get to the 45, and he does before he's wrapped up by a pair of Vandals. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm from their own 45-yard line with 25.8 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 20-0, the Vandals lead it here with 25.8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Connor DePue has accounted for all 3 touchdowns tonight, 2 punt return touchdowns, and a 91-yard receiving touchdown. Storm's offense were able to get to the Vandals' 15-yard line, but couldn't punch it in, as the Vandals so far have done a good job of stopping their running attack, as under his center is Hill. Hill keeps it himself. He gets across the 50. He's still going, and he's going to be wrapped up right about at the 45. A nice first down run there by Jagger Hill. I believe they're going to say he was wrapped up just a yard short of the first down, excuse me. And I believe that is going to be the last play of this first quarter, as Sangamon Valley not rushing to call a play. And we are just going to go ahead and wrap up the first quarter here. 20-0, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm after one. We'll take a break on WKRV. 20-0, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm here in the second quarter, of this round one playoff game. The Vandals have gotten three touchdowns from Connor DePue, two punt return touchdowns, and a 90-yard kickoff or 90-yard touchdown reception, excuse me, as he has accounted for all three of the Vandals' touchdowns tonight. As we want to remind you that Vandals football is presented by Bluff Equipment and Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the city of Vandalia. As to start off the second quarter, Storm will be moving from right to or from left to right, excuse me. Storm will be moving from left to right as it'll be a second down and one play for Sangamon Valley from their own or from the Vandals' 46-yard line, excuse me. As under center is Yager Hill. He sends a man in motion. It's a give to the big fullback Wyatt or Mason Lappy. As Lappy gets enough for a first down, he's going to be wrapped up near the 40. Make it first down and 10 for the Vandal or for the Storm, excuse me, from their own 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from their own 41-yard or from the Vandals' 41-yard line, excuse me. As under center is Yager Hill. Sends a man in motion. That's Beals. He keeps it himself. He gets across the 40, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jaden Rosetto and, I believe, Caden Tidwell in on the tackle, making it second down and 8 from the Vandals' 39-yard line. Second down and 8 for the Storm from the Vandals' 38-yard line. Storm moving from left to right. Jagger Hill gets the play in from the sideline. Hill checks his wristband, directing traffic to his backs and linemen. As sends a man in motion, that's Wyatt Lappy as he's back to throw. He's looking, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by the Vandal, Gabe Torres, in on a quarterback sack. And that's going to make it third down and long for the Storm with 10:43 left to go here in the second quarter. A good sack there by Gabe Torres as he was able to break through the line. That's going to make it third down and 13, excuse me, from the Vandals 44. Blakelock at 15. Man in motion is Beals. There's a jump on the line, and I believe they're going to get the Vandals for a offsides. I believe that was Gabe Torres who jumped offsides for the Vandals. And that's going to make it third down and 8. Ball now will be placed on the Storm's, or the Vandals, excuse me, 42-yard line now, I believe. Excuse me, 39, my apologies. So it's third down and 8 for the Storm from the Vandals' 39-yard line. Under center is Hill. He sends a man in motion. It's a give to, I believe that's Beals. Beals trying to get to the 30, and he does. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Cole Yarborough. Good enough for another Sangamon Valley first down. A first down run there by Brody Beals. That's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals' 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from the Vandals' 29-yard line. 9:43 left to go here in the half. As it's a pitch to Wyatt Lappy. Lappy running to the far side. He's breaking tackles. He's going to be wrapped up near the Vandals' 20. Just a yard or two shy of the first down, making it second down and 1 from the 22. Second down and 1. Making it second down and 3, my apologies. So it's second down and 3 for the Storm from the Vandals' 22-yard line. Storm moving from left to right. 9:11 left to go here until halftime. Under center is Hill. Hill pitches it. I believe that's to Beals. Beals trying to get to the marker, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Vandals. Jay Keck was the first one to get there as Wade Brannon and Dylan Hinton in on the tackle as well, making it third down and, I believe, 3 from the 22. Third down and 3 for the Storm from the Vandals' 22-yard line. Vandals trying to get their defense off the field. 8:35 left to go here in the second quarter as Jagger Hill lines up under center. It's a give to Wyatt Lappy. Lappy gets across the 20, and I think he got just enough for the first down marker. Wyatt Lappy, I believe, the referees are going to mark him a yard short of the first down. So he was down just a yard short of the first down as Wyatt Lappe couldn't get the yard that he needed. So it's going to be fourth down and one for the Storm from the Vandals 20. Fourth down and one for the Storm from the Vandals 20-yard line. 7:53 left to go until halftime. Under center is Jagger Hill. Hill trying to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more as Jagger Hill gets to the 15, making it first down and 10 for the Vandals, or for the Storm, excuse me, from the Vandals 15-yard line. First down and 10 for Sangamon Valley from the Vandals 15-yard line. 7:36 left to go until halftime. 20-0, the Vandals lead it with 7:29 left to go in the second quarter. This is the best drive Sangamon Valley has had tonight. If they give to Mason Lappe this time, as Mason Lappe is going to be wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Vandals. Bryce Hartlett was the first one to get there. Gabe Torres was in on the tackle, too. Gain of one, so it's second down and nine from the 14. Second down and nine for the Storm from the Vandals' 14-yard line. Under center is Jagger Hill. Three men in the backfield for him. One receiver to his left. Back, it's a misdirection give instead, and he was going to be wrapped up and brought down behind the line of scrimmage. That was Brody Beals on the carry, making it third down and 11 from the 16. Third down and 11 for the Storm from the Vandals 16-yard line. 6:32 left to go here until halftime. Third down and 13. As back to throw is Hill. Hill rolls to his left, trying to get the pass away. He's being chased. He gets the pass away, and it is over the head of his intended receiver. And that's going to set up fourth down and 13 from the 16. Fourth down and 13 for the Storm from the Vandals' 16-yard line. 6:17 left to go until halftime. As it looks like Sangamon Valley is, I think, going to try a field goal attempt. So Sangamon Valley is going to try a field goal attempt from the Vandals' 16-yard line. So it's going to be a 30-yard field goal attempt here, 31-yard field goal attempt. As I believe this is going to be Dominic Riley set to kick the field goal. Snap is down, kick is up. It is no good, so he missed it, and the field goal attempt is no good, as the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 16-yard line. 20-0 still our score with 6:13 left to go until halftime. As for the second time tonight, we'll see the Vandals offense. This time, it's going to be first down and 10 from their own 16-yard line. Dom ball out for the second time tonight. We've got two receivers on each side, Jake Eck in the backfield. Pistol look for the Vandals. DePew and Colburn to the left of Stomball. Brannon and Andrew Casey to his right. Motions Keck out now to a shotgun look at Stomball. Sends a man in motion. This is Colburn. It's a quarterback keeper for Stomball. Stomball makes a man miss. Stomball is across the 30. Stomball across the 40. He's across midfield. He's got blockers in front. Stomball to the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vandals! Clinton Stomball from 74 yards out, and the Vandals lead it 26-0 with 5:59 left to go until halftime. Clinton Stomball on the option keeper ran down the sideline, had blockers in front, and he was off to the races as the Vandals are ahead 26-0 pending the extra point. A reminder that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead at 27-0 with 5:59 left to go until halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRV. Nick Jackson on to kick it away for the Vandals. Back to return for Sangamon Valley. It is Brody Beals, Grant Moran, I believe Caden Michael as well, as Jackson has the ball teed up on the 40. Gets the kick away. It's a squib kick. It's going to be picked up and fielded by Sengman Valley. Bobbled for a little bit. He gets across the 40, trying to get to the 45. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down, as I believe that was Aiden Lynch who fielded that kick. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Storm from their own 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from their own 41-yard line. Storm will be moving from left to right here in the second quarter. 5:54 left to go until halftime. Sengman Valley has gotten the ball in Vandals territory twice, but the Vandals defense is bent but not broken so far. As under center is Hill, he gives it to Mason Lappy, as Mason Lappy gets a nice gain there, gets wrapped up near the 50. Good gain for Mason Lapp, taking it second down and 3 from the 49. Second down and 3 for the Storm from the 49-yard line. Storm moving from left to right. Under center is Jagger Hill. He sends a man in motion. It's a quarterback keeper for Hill. Hill gets across the 50, breaks a couple tackles. He's across the 40. Hill makes a man miss. He's across the 35. He's trying to get to the 20, and he's wrapped up from behind by Connor DePew near the 15. So a nice gain there by Jagger Hill, as it's a first down run for the Storm, as it's going to be placed on the Vandal 16-yard line. First down and 10 for Sengman Valley from the Vandal 16-yard line. Sengman Valley trying to get back in this ballgame. 5:10 left to go until halftime. Under center is Hill. Hill hands it off to Mason Lappy, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down right away by a swarm of Vandals. Bryce Hartley was in on the tackle. Gabe Torres in as well. So it's going to make it second down and 10 from the 16. No gain on the play for the Storm, making it second down and 10 from the Vandals' 16-yard line. This is the third straight time the Storm have gotten the ball inside the Vandals 20, but a failed conversion on fourth down and a missed field goal has stopped the Storm so far. Under center is Jagger Hill, sends a couple men in motion. It's a pitch to Wyatt Lappy. Lappy trying to go to the far sideline. He's wrapped up near the 10, and that's going to make it third down and about 4. Make it a gain of 1, excuse me, so it's third down and 8. After a gain of 2, it's going to be third down and 8 for the Storm from the Vandals 14. Third down and 8 for the Storm from the Vandals 14-yard line. Under center is Hill. Man in motion, that is Beals. It's a quarterback keeper again for Hill. Hill trying to get to the 10. He's across the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Sengman Valley. A 14-yard touchdown run from Jagger Hill, and the Storm get on the board first as they trail 27-6 pending the extra point. So it's a 14-yard rushing touchdown by Jagger Hill coming at the 3:49 mark in the second quarter. As on to add the extra point, this is going to be Hunter Martin. Hill will hold. As the snap is down, kick is up, it is good. And Sengman Valley now trails 27-7 with 3:49 left to go until halftime. 27-7, the Vandals lead the Sengman Valley Storm with 3:49 left to go until halftime. We'll take a break here on WKRB. 27-7, the Vandals lead the Sengman Valley Storm with 3:49 left to go until halftime. As the Vandals will have Jordan Colburn, Connor DePew, and Quentin Stallball back to return, as I believe this is going to be Hunter Martin set to kick it away. So Hunter Martin tees the ball up at the 40. As the Vandals have 3 men back deep to return the kick. 27-7 is our score, as the Vandals have gotten touchdowns off of a 2 punt returns from Connor DePew, a 91-yard touchdown catch from Connor DePew, and an 84-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball. Sengman Valley just coming off their first touchdown drive of the night, a 14-yard touchdown run from Jagger Hill, as Hunter Martin tees the ball up at the 40. Martin gets the kick away. It's an onside kick. It's going to be fielded, I believe, by the Vandals, who recover it just past the 45, as I believe that was Wade Brannon or possibly Aiden Carroll, who wisely just fell on the fumble or the loose ball. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 47-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 47-yard line. Vandals will be moving from right to left. Just the third time tonight that we've seen this Vandals offense on the field. As there's three receivers to the left, a Stallball, one to his right. Colburn, DePew, and Brannon to his left. I believe that's Andrew Casey, the lone receiver to his right on the far side of the field. Stallball looking to the sideline for the play call. Shotgun look on first and 10. Play clock at 4. Stallball, hand off to Jay Keck. Keck trying to find room to run. He breaks the tackle and gets a short gain out of it, setting up second down and I believe 9 from the Vandals' 48-yard line. Call it no gain on the play. They'll make it second down and 10 from the 47. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 47-yard line. 3:24 left to go until halftime. Expect the Vandals to run out of the majority of the clock here to go to halftime. As the play clock's now at 13, back to throw a Stallball. He's rolling to his left, gets the pass away, and it is caught by Jordan Colburn at the 45. Wrapped up just 2 yards shy of the first down, making it third down and 2 for the Vandals from the Storm's 45-yard line. First catch that Jordan Colburn has had on the night. We have yet to see Jacob Johnson return to the field since he came off, I believe, early in the first quarter from an injury. So it's third down and 2 for the Vandals from the 45-yard line of the Storm. Stallball getting the play in from the sideline. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. DePew, the lone man to his left. Check in the backfield. Stallball on a quarterback keeper. Stallball trying to find room to run. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down from behind a couple of yards shy of the first down. That was Cameron Wright who made the tackle. Gage Schaefer in as well, making it fourth down and a loss of 1. So it's fourth down and 3 for the Vandals from the Storm's 46-yard line. 2:05 left to go here until halftime. Vandals will keep their offense on the field. Empty backfield for Stallball on 4th and 3. Three receivers to his right, 2 to his left. Man in motion is DePew, and they get the Storm to jump off sides. Jagger Hill jumped off sides for the Storm, and the Vandals get a free first down, making it first down and 10 from the Sangamon Valley 41. So first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball will be placed on the Sangamon Valley 41-yard line. Stallball sent. Connor DePew in motion, went with the hard count. And Jagger Hill jumped offside, setting up the Vandals with a first down and 10 from the Storm's 41-yard line. I have a whistle. I believe an official's trying to get some of the clock situated. As man in motion is Connor DePew. DePew takes a jet sweep. DePew has a block in front. He gets across the 40. He's going to be wrapped up near the 35. So a nice run there by Connor DePew, setting up second down and about 4. From the 35. Second down and 4 for the Vandals from the Sangamon Valley 35-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left. Minute 25 left to go here in the first half. Vandals have all 3 timeouts left. Stallball back to throw. Steps up. He's trying to get the pass away, and he gets it complete to Andrew Casey. A nice throw by Quentin Stallball. He was wrapped up by 2 Sangamon Valley defenders out of desperation, was able to get the pass away. And it was caught by Andrew Casey for a first down to the 29-yard line of Sangamon Valley. So the Vandals keeping the drive alive. It's first down and 10 from the Storm 29. 2 receivers on each side for Stallball. Back to throw. Looking, sets up a pass to Connor DePew. DePew makes the catch. He's across the 30. Makes a couple men miss. He's across the 25. DePew cuts it inside again. He's across the 20. Connor DePew makes another man miss. He's across the 15. He's across the 10. Still first to the goal, and he is in! Touchdown, Vandals! For the 4th time tonight, Connor DePew with a touchdown, And the Vandals lead it 33-7, pending the extra point. Connor DePew caught the screen pass at the 30. Made a couple of men miss, broke a couple tackles, stiff-armed a guy at the goal line, and fought his way into the touchdown, his fourth of the night. And the Vandals lead it 33-7, pending the extra point. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn up the Dragon and Sir Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Dragon on to add the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead it 34-7 with 39.8 seconds left to go here in the first half. And, folks, if you're just joining us, what a first half it's been for the Vandals. Connor DePew has accounted for four of the five touchdowns for the Vandals. He had a 70-yard punt return for a touchdown at the 9:40 mark in the first quarter. Then he had another punt return at the 6:16 mark in the first quarter, had a 91-yard screen pass for a touchdown, and then a 29-yard touchdown catch for four of the five Vandals touchdowns tonight. Quentin Stombaugh added an 84-yard touchdown run as the Vandals lead it 34-7 with 39.8 seconds left to go until halftime. Nick Jackson on to kick it away. As Jackson has the ball teed up. So Jackson tees it up at the 40. Jackson gets the kick away. It's a short kick. It's going to be bouncing to the 30, picked up by the Storm. It's the ball carrier. I believe that is Gage Schaefer who gets across the 35. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 36, making it first down and 10 for the Storm from their own 37-yard line. First down and 10 for the Storm from their own 37-yard line. Storm moving from left to right. 35.4 seconds left to go until halftime. Vandals will receive the ball to start the second half. And I believe Sangamon Valley can only stop the clock twice. Man in motion is Brody Beals. Pass Hill under center. Hand off. Instead, it's a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Wade Brannon. Wade Brannon was not fooled on the triple option play as he was able to bring down Jagger Hill for a loss of two, making it second down and 12 from the Storm's 35-yard line. 14 seconds left to go until halftime. Sangamon Valley has not motioned for a timeout, and I believe they're just going to go ahead and lock the clock run out and go to the second half, and that is exactly what they're going to do. 34-7, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm here at halftime. As a reminder, that halftime is brought to you by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. You can order Joe's anytime online at orderjoes.com. Again, that is orderjoes.com for Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. 34-7, the Vandals lead the Sangamon Valley Storm at halftime. We'll take a break and come back with halftime numbers here on WKRB.